My next guest who I'm talking to now, it's Desi J, and he's an author and a poet. Hello, Desi, how are you?
Hello, Noel, good morning to you. Just good afternoon, I think now.
It is indeed, yeah. Just about, it's only a minute past in the afternoon.
I'm a perfect perfectionist, so.
Okay. This is your fifth book, and it's been launched on this Thursday, at 7:30 up in Parnell's GAA Club. Have all your books had the same, you know, themes, or is this completely different?
This is completely different. It's based on wordplay and comedy. Sort of bring comedy back to the family, if you like to say.
Okay.
It's not like sort of an individual bringing a book home, family member reading it. Mm-hmm. This is for everybody, you know, from grandfather, grandparents, from grandfather to read stories to grandparents or grandchildren, vice versa, on father to adult children, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a family orientated sort of.
You've always had, just looking at the titles of some of your books, I was sort of skewed look at different ways.
Yeah.
The Resurrection of Peter, for instance.
Yeah.
And there's another one there, I was looking at the title of it earlier, The Day the Poppy Met the Shamrock. As I say, sort of skewed looks at sort of all sorts of attitudes to things. But this one is quite specific as well. So give us an idea what this one is about.
Yes, I began to write a fourth story in 2008. And I realised I had a knack with wordplay. And I had to create a story also that meant something.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically highlights people going through difficult times in their lives, turning their lives around, where there were sort of impossible situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it with wordplay and doing it with comedy. Like, there's many things, like years ago, we can look back on, we can laugh, but it wasn't so funny then.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably things we can't laugh at either.
Yes, yeah.
In a sense, as I said, to bring comedy back to the family. You know, it's about, you know, it's also about consequences as well, and love. So there's many, there's a sort of a cross-section of, dynamics to the poems and short stories.
Mm-hmm. Is it a form of autobiography, is it, in any way at all?
Excuse me. In a sense, I could see myself in something.
Yeah.
You know, like the first poem, Sparks, which is about somebody who was on death row, and he eventually got off death row and he went back into ordinary everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw myself in that with my background of mental health and being autistic, you know, on the autistic spectrum, being a soldier. You know, having that resilience and having that faith, somewhere along the line, some door was going to open.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back into sort of freedom.
Yeah, and you were saying when you were young, your parents, not your teachers, it wasn't known at the time, autism, I don't think, maybe when you were young. So, when was it finally diagnosed for you? The realisation come for you?
As a good father, a good priest in the church, he's a counselling psychologist in the Catholic Church, and mm-hmm. He noticed something about me about 10 years ago, and he noticed something different. You know, being unorthodox in my approach and things like that. That doesn't mean to say it was a disability as such. It was not knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got finally diagnosed a few years ago. And it sort of made sense to my life and understood why my life, in so many ways, the dynamics, not understanding why people didn't like you and some people liked you, and
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand autism, being Asperger's, is a gift. It turns out it's a gift. It was a form of freedom, really, mm-hmm. and a release from some sort of dependency on people also.
Okay, and that realisation only comes, of course, when you get a proper diagnosis, I imagine.
Indeed.
Okay, this one is the book. It's called Would You Believe? And it's sort of told in a poetic verse, more or less. Can I ask you about the comedy aspect of it? Do you do comedy or do you do stand-up, or is it all done through the spoken word, the written word? I was going to say the spoken word. Is it done through the written word?
Yeah, well, initially, yes, but I have started to do open mics and things like that.
Okay.
You know, and suddenly I've done an open mic and was well received. Because there is a story behind it, and
yeah.
there is fun. I done my theatre performance there last year with Marino College. I qualified as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though I'd done a little bit before that, a little stint for the Abbey and going to know another theatre companies. But last year was my to begin to realise, you know, to get regarding stand up, and so I think I will go. Well, I don't think I will go stand up with these poems. Hopefully, get some more experience at open mics.
Okay, well, people can go to the launch on Thursday, as I say, 7:30 up there in the Parnell's GEA Club. But if for those that don't make it, where else would the book be available, Des?
Well, you know, it's online now with Amazon and various, digital, you can purchase digital.
Okay, it's called Would You Believe?
Yeah.
Okay, and as I said, this is your fifth one. And how long, what way does it work with the writing? Say, out of the five of them, do you have a favourite, for instance?
Oh, this one is.
This one is, okay.
It sort of brings me back to, as an autistic child.
Yes, yeah.
How did it survive? And listen to Pierce Brosnan on one occasion. Pierce Brosnan, he was asked, how did he survive being orphaned so young?
Mm-hmm.
And Pierce, one word, comedy, he says. And that's how I survived as a child.
Really?
Going to school, it was like, you know, I don't know how to go too much into that.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't a very pleasant place to be. When you weren't understood, you're put into the dunce's corner, you're being beaten almost every day, especially over catechism with a crucified Christ above you on the wall.
Yeah.
And you're getting beaten over a God who's supposed to love you and died for you. And as a child, how can you understand that?
Yes, yeah. It's a contradiction in terms.
And then, my parents didn't understand that God loved them. And the book is dedicated to the memory of my parents. Mm-hmm. But they didn't understand me. So, you know, and on the street, like, there's the fist fights and the jeering. At the same time, it was a great place to be also. We had, Coolock was just a plain fields. We had everything here. We used to travel to St. Anne's Park, Donnymount. And comedy was my way of coping and my way of entertaining others. You know, and that got me through my childhood, my early teens, and through the army as well, you'd like to say as well. I done a stint in the army.
Really?
Despite being autistic, I done fairly well.
And do you think that the autism, you mentioned earlier on the mental health problems, is this what caused the mental health problems, do you think?
I say it would overlap, overlap, you know, it overlap with mental health, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but the fact is that, mental health can be treated if you prepared. Well, I do the right thing, try to do the right thing, and then do what my doctor's saying.
And Coolock, I'm sure you've seen lots of changes in the area. I'm assuming that you're from around the area, from the way you were describing it as well, and going to St. Anne's.
Yeah. I always remember the side of Cadbury's Greencastle Road, and the fields around there, and the tractors coming down Greencastle Road, and going by in Darndale, the farm was called Darndale, and the farm across the road is called Airfield. So it was all fields they were, you know, this area was all fields. So we had plenty of, and there was no fence going around Cadbury's.
Yes, yeah.
And I think we're the best fed children with chocolate in this sort of town.
Okay. Mm. I tell you, I know you said, like, it sort of touches on parts of your life, the book, which is called Would You Believe? And as I said, it's been launching up in Parnell's on Thursday, 7:30. But there is a biography in there somewhere waiting to be written, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yes. Well, I had,
just touching on it.
There's a lot of tragedy in my family and in my life, you know. And, the dark, you know, deep despair, and you just want to end your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times that happened, tried. And so many times it was intervention.
Yes, yeah.
Just amazing. I don't know how that happened, but it was intervention. It made the mystical things were in force at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
would you say you have a good faith then?
Well, faith is very important for me. Faith isn't very important for me. And, you know, you have to, no matter, we're all going to have good and bad days. And you just have to persevere. No one is going to pass. You know, nothing lasts. You know, nothing will last. You just keep in faith and it just passes. The main thing is, for me, is look after myself. The most important person in my life is me. And that's not being a Mayfainer.
I know, it's not being
ego. It's not being a Mayfainer. Because I'm not good, I'm not good for anybody else.
Mm-hmm. You seem to say, you're taking what Pierce Brosnan had to say, and comedy is sort of a great, as I said, I was watching a documentary on Ken Dodd last night, and he taught that as well. Even though it's worldwide, there's still something magical and secret about it. That's something that you can't diagnose as such. You can't say what it is, really.
Yeah.
But you think it's a great healer.
is a great healer, and Ken Dodd himself, like, and it's going, he's 90 years of age, and going back to all, like, the Tommy Coopers and the Tommy Trindlers and Laurel and Hardys, let's bring them back for the family, for even myself. Mm. We'd all love watching Laurel and Hardy. We watch it over and over again. And Ken Dodd last night, 90 years of age, you know, he's a great entertainer, and he's a lovely singer as well.
And I was just thinking, I was just trying to quote some of the things he said. He actually said, as I said, that it was mystical and magical, and but it's in us all. Humour is in us all, and it's what saves our lives. As I said, he was a voracious reader and spent a lot of his time reading up about it, but he didn't really want to know what the secret was. He just wanted to pass it on.
Yes.
And I suppose that's ultimately that's what you're doing as well, Des.
And theatre is, like, you know, and it's passing it on. It's like, I don't want to sort of go into the scriptural and being sanctimonious. Don't want to come
not
across
at all,
as sanctimonious.
No.
It's like when the Lord talked about the talents, the lads burying the talents. Mm-hmm. And one made so much he buried, and the last fella buried her in the ground. And he left it there, you know, and he was rebuked for it because he could have taken it up and invested in it and make an interest on it. And so if we bury our talents, you know, we're not giving it to anybody else. It's passing, you're right in passing around. You don't put your pot of gold in the ground. Mm-hmm. It's no good to you. And it is when you went, like, I entertained, helped, along with other actors, we've done a show there last year and entertaining 2,500 children. It was absolutely fantastic. It was wonderful. We had them laughing and we had them crying.
Okay.
And it was great. They were brilliant, and they were a brilliant audience.
I know you base a lot of on your own experience, but do you observe people as well, and the way you maybe hear stories and you sort of add that into some of your writings as
well?
That's
strange, you know, people say that, and people encourage me to go to more theatre and things like that. It's just like me. I just, you know, it's me. Maybe I should do that, but
I'm not talking about theatre. I'm talking about everyday life, listening to different stories. Maybe you might overhear something in a bar. You might hear something in the park. Little things that would ignite an idea in your head, of even an experience of your own, that you would put that into a book. Would that be a way of looking at it, do you think?
You know,
or is it all purely of your own experience?
Something comes up and I just write about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes to my head. I just don't know. Can't think offhand, no.
Okay.
I'd probably go walking out the door.
Without even knowing
it.
Probably without even realising that that's probably something that you do. But it's just the way you look at life from a clearer perspective. I'm just quoting that. And okay, we'll talk about the launch and 7:30 so in Parnell's this Thursday. Will the book be available on the night?
The book will be available on the night for €10. It's €13 online, €10 at the launch.
Okay.
Oscar Duggan from the manuscript publisher, he'll be there. You know, he helped me upload. I've done all the work getting on to create space. Absolutely fantastic. I recommend them. He'll be there. There'll be an MC, the local artist, Paddy McGowan, and myself. And I might sing a few songs, not sure yet.
Okay. Do you play an instrument as well?
And I'm learning. Oh, 64.
You're only two days to learn to play
something. I'm going to do backing tracks.
You have to get something, okay.
I'm going to do backing tracks.
It's been a great pleasure meeting you. I'll try and get up there on tours tonight. And, of course, you have the four other books as well. They'll be up on the website as well, I'm sure, if people want to.
Yes, indeed, well. Yes. They're all there, yes.
And people will have the pleasure of talking to you and having the Q&A, I imagine, as well, asking questions, same as myself. Okay, Des, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Noel.
Okay.